Listen and then answer the questions.
As a boy, Robert Ballard liked to read about shipwrecks, especially the Titanic. My lifelong dream was to find this great ship, he says. On August 31st, 1985, Ballard's dream came true. With video cameras and an underwater robot, Ballard found the two main parts of Titanic nearly 4 kilometers beneath the sea. He also saw many sad reminders of Titanic's end, including a child's pair of shoes lying on the ocean floor. There were more than 1,500 deaths that night in 1912. Ballard reached the Titanic again in 1986 in a small submarine. He used a deep-sea robot, a swimming eyeball, to take photos inside the ship. When they saw the images, other people wanted to visit the shipwreck. When Ballard returned in 2004, he found the ship in worse condition. Other explorers had taken away about 6,000 items, including jewelry, love letters, lamps, and even pieces of the ship. They believed the items should be moved to a safer place, but Ballard doesn't agree. Ballard believes that taking things from Titanic is like robbing a grave. Instead, he hopes to put lights and cameras on Titanic. With this technology, people can see the shipwreck on a computer and remember the great ship. As long as she needs protection, says Ballard, Titanic will always be part of my life.